You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is, Do I Love God's Word? It's easy to read the Bible and forget the significance of the book we're reading. Sometimes, it becomes a chore we grind through or a hobby we squeeze in. The truth is, reading the Bible gives us direct access to the voice and power of God. We hear how He feels about us, what He wants for our lives, what He promises, and most importantly, who He really is. To truly love God is to value and listen to His words, just as we would in any other relationship we care about. Listen to these verses of the Bible and reflect on your attitude towards God's word. Do you treasure it, rely on it, love it? Let's jump in. John 1:1-5. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Psalm 119:47-48. How I love your laws. How I enjoy your commands. Come, come to me. I call to them, for I love them and will let them fill my life. Deuteronomy 6:5-9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words that I give you today. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or away, when you lie down or get up. Write them down and tie them around your wrist, and wear them as headbands as a reminder. Write them on the doorframes of your houses and on your gates. Psalm 119:43-44. May I never forget your words, for they are my only hope. Therefore, I will keep on obeying you forever and forever, free within the limits of your laws. I will speak to kings about their value, and they will listen with interest and respect. John 14:23. Jesus replied, Loving me empowers you to obey my word, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. Psalm 119:12-16. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Psalm 1:2-3. For you, the Eternal's word is your happiness. It is your focus from dusk to dawn. You are like a tree planted by flowing, cool streams of water that never run dry. Your fruit ripens in its time. Your leaves never fade or curl in the summer sun. No matter what you do, you prosper. Psalm 119:28-32. I weep with grief. My heart is heavy with sorrow. Encourage and cheer me with your words. Keep me far from every wrong. Help me, undeserving as I am, to obey your laws, for I have chosen to do right. I cling to your commands and follow them as closely as I can. Lord, don't let me make a mess of things. If you will only help me to want your will, then I will follow your laws even more closely. Matthew 4:4. But Jesus told him, No, the scriptures say, People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Psalm 119:66-68. Teach me wisdom and knowledge because I trust your commands. Before I suffered, I did wrong, but now I obey your word. You are good and you do what is good. Teach me your demands. Psalm 119:72. The words you speak to me are worth more than all the riches and wealth in the whole world. Psalm 119:92-94. If I had not found happiness in obeying your law, I would have died in misery. I won't ever forget your teachings because you give me new life by following them. I belong to you, and I have respected your laws. So keep me safe. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. We never stop thanking God for the way you received his word. You heard it from us, but you didn't accept it as a human word. You accepted it for what it really is. It is God's word. It is really at work in you who believe. Psalm 119:97-98. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Psalm 119:102-103. I refuse to turn away from difficult truths, for you yourself have taught me to love your words. How sweet are your living promises to me. Sweeter than honey is your revelation light. Psalm 119:111-112. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I am determined to keep your decrees to the very end. Proverbs 2:1-5. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. Psalm 119:127-128. Indeed, I love your commands more than gold, even more than the highest quality gold. It's true that I regard all your guidance to be correct and good. I despise every deceptive path. Psalm 119:140-141. I love your word. Time and again, it has been proven true. I am young and people don't respect me, but I have not forgotten your instructions. Psalm 48. I delight to fulfill your will, my God, for your living words are written upon the pages of my heart. Psalm 119:159-160. See how I love your commandments, Lord. Give back my life because of your unfailing love. The very essence of your words is truth. All your just regulations will stand forever. Colossians 3:16-17. Let Christ's word, with all its wisdom and richness, live in you. Use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to teach and instruct yourselves about God's kindness. Sing to God in your hearts. Everything you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalm 119:163-165. I hate and abhor all falsehood, but I love your instructions. I will praise you 7 times a day because all your regulations are just. Those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble. Psalm 119:167-168. I have obeyed your laws, for I love them very much. Yes, I obey your commandments and laws because you know everything I do. This has been Scripture Playlist from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com. Bye!